Hi, Kay.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes,
my
ma'am.
My doctor did some blood tests, and my liver enzymes are elevated. And I had this problem about a year ago, and I had my gallbladder has been removed, and I had a liver stone, which he told me is sort of like a gallstone.
Okay.
And I passed it, though. I was in pain and had nausea.
Yeah, bad.
And I've had just mild pain and some nausea recently. And but the doctor didn't do the test for that because I didn't even think to mention it because it had been so brief. He found that the enzymes are elevated. So I wondered if I looked in my book, Foods That Heal, and it mentioned green tea and curcumin or turmeric. Mm-hmm. As being helpful. I wondered, I'm going to be retested, but I wondered if you could suggest something that I could take. Oh, and milk thistle.
Oh, sure.
Is there something that I could take that would help in decrease the enzyme production?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is, ma'am, and I'll explain why. However, I think what I ought to do is let the folks here take the break, and that way we can continue right after that, and we don't have to interrupt either one of us because we're right on that break time. Thank you, ma'am. So hold on, please. So, Kay, thank you very much for your patience, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Now, first thing I'm going to tell you about is when the liver has enzymes elevated, pretty obviously the liver is under stress, isn't it? Sure.
Yes.
And it could be a variety of stresses. Now, mm-hmm. You probably know this, but I don't know why it doesn't get used in standard of care medicine, because it's right in the textbooks they teach us medical students, even in the regular medical schools, and that is that us humans are literally suffering, all of us, every one of us, from a mutation in our DNA that does not allow our livers to produce extra vitamin C when we're under stress, just like rabbits and giraffes and all kinds of animals. It's about 95% of the animal population of the world. When they're under stress, whether it's their livers or whatever's under stress, their livers actually go into overdrive and make a whole bunch more vitamin C, and that helps to detoxify the body and calm down the effects of stress in the body. That's what their livers do. Now, humans, it's been proven, it's in the textbooks, that we're missing this one little piece of DNA, so our livers try to make vitamin C. What do I mean by try? Well, there's four steps, and our livers can do the first through third steps, but they can't do the fourth step. And so we try and try and try to make vitamin C in our own livers, but we can't. And so we cannot get all the benefits of detoxification and stress reduction that all the animals can, except for gorillas and apes and guinea pigs, which is why they're such good guinea pigs. So the very first thing I recommend to people who have elevated liver enzymes, once we are certain that it's not something seriously dangerous, and I'm sure your doctor did some follow-up tests to figure that out. But once
I have this before, I have I told you about the stone.
Oh, I heard you, ma'am.
I thought I would treat it a little and then go in a week or so and have
you bet. So what you want to do, yes, ma'am, what you want to do is follow Linus's polling advice and build up your vitamin C to what he called bowel tolerance, which is a polite way of saying until, we start getting a little gas and diarrhea, which means it's too much vitamin C for me, and then we back it right off to where we didn't get gas and diarrhea. So just for example, we start with 1 gram 3 times a day, 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, give it a couple of days, no gas or diarrhea.
1 gram, how often?
With each meal, ma'am, 3 times a day, if you eat 3 times
a
day.
Okay, 3 times, okay.
Yeah, and then after a couple of days, if you don't have gas or diarrhea, then you go to 2 grams 3 times a day.
Okay.
And you give that another couple, 3 days, and go to 3 grams a day if you don't have gas or diarrhea. But at any point in increasing, and you increase it 1 gram at a time, and you give it 2-3 days each step, at any point you're starting gas or diarrhea, that won't hurt anything. It just means, oops, my intestine doesn't want to absorb any more than that, so you back off. Now, quite repeatedly, ma'am, and I know, ma'am, I know I'm talking fast because there's a lot of folks waiting, but quite repeatedly, that lowers liver enzymes very nicely for people, and I have nothing at all to complain about the things you've already mentioned. Those can be used right along with vitamin C. They're all compatible with each other, and you'll probably get an even better job done.
All right. And the other question that I have is...
Yes, ma'am.
My vitamin D is 23 on the test.
Ooh.
So, yes, I didn't think I'd take vitamin D. I didn't think it was so low. But anyway, he's recommending 8,000 units of a prescription that he's written. 8,000 units once a week and for 8 weeks. And then a vitamin D2. And I usually take D3.
Ma'am, with all due respect to your doctor, 8,000 units once a week is just a little over 1,000 units a day. And just from being here in the Pacific, oh my goodness, it certainly is. Just from being here in the Pacific Northwest since, what was it, 1970-something, and working with people who live here in the Pacific Northwest, I know for certain that 1,000 units a day or 8,000 units a week is not going to get you anywhere close to the tropical optimal. The tropical optimal is how much people have if we live in the tropics and we do not go out there and get sunburns or anything. It doesn't matter what ethnic group we are. Our levels in the tropics are 60 to 100. And for Pacific Northwesterners to achieve 60 to 100, most of us, in fact, nearly all of us, require 5,000 to 6,000 units a day, ma'am.
Okay, and so, 5,000 to 6,000. And what form?
Yeah.
D3
well,
or 2?
Really the D3, that's what works. That's my opinion only, of course.
D3,
I don't know.
That's what I usually use. Okay, and 5,000 to 6,000 units, D3 daily.
Yes, and ma'am, and here's the other thing. Make it the more absorbable kind. I do not work for the company I'm going to mention. I do not work for them, but it's called Biotics Research, B-I-O-T-I-C-S,
Biotics
Research.
Research, okay.
And it's a little one-ounce dropper bottle, and... Mm-hmm. Each drop is 2,000 units of vitamin D. So,
I think I've taken that before.
You put that under the tongue because some of it absorbs under the tongue because the vitamin D is surrounded with certain lipid molecules that help it to get in through membranes, including through the digestion, but also through the mouth membranes. And to be on the conservative side, ma'am, I did mention 5,000 to 6,000 units. And how do you do 5,000? Well, here's how. You do 4,000 one day and 6,000 the next, and 4,000 day and 6,000 the next.
Alternate.
So you get two drops, three drops. And your chances of overdosing on that are very, very small.
Good. And all right. Then I'll just quickly say I have multiple issues or health challenges. And one of the biggest ones is chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And I have been to your clinic before, but I've had a hard time getting help with, those two problems especially. And I'm planning to see Dr. Sherman. So do you think that's a good choice for someone kind of a complex problem that I have?
Yes. Dr. Sherman is former head of the clinics at Bastyr University. He's been with us for nearly 2 decades. Yes, I think that's a very good choice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.